It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
All right, we're back. Good morning. It is 9:20, got clouds, 67 degrees. Well, it's Wednesday, and we do this every Wednesday. Head over and talk with the good folks at OSPTI in Breckenridge. Got Becky on the phone with me this morning. Becky, good morning.
Good morning to you.
You are a physical therapist at OSPTI. Today, we're talking some PT options. What can you tell us about this?
Right. Well, so neck and back pain is an issue for millions of Americans. Most of us, I think, at some point in our lives have probably experienced either neck or back pain, if not both of those things. So something we very commonly see, commonly treat here at OSPTI, that people get sent over or come on over for treatment of that. And I always tell people, when I'm seeing them for a neck issue or a back issue, we're first going to kind of take a look at positioning. What are kind of those factors, you know, maybe with your posture or the way that you're doing your job or those types of things, what might be contributing to that? You know, sometimes people have a specific injury, you know, to their back or neck, or sometimes, you know, they'll come in with neck or back pain and, hey, I'm not sure why this happened. I just turned, I just reached for something, and all of a sudden I have this, you know, this sharp pain. So we always kind of look at those contributing factors, kind of seeing, looking at the position of your back, your neck. How are your hips moving? How are your shoulders moving? So kind of looking at those contributing factors. But then also there are just so many things that we have or tools that we have to treat that immediate pain. So a lot of times we're kind of working on calming down those symptoms first. You know, things that we might use are, you know, we have like our modalities like ultrasound or electrical stimulation. Another one that we've been using more and more over the past few years is dry needling, which is kind of using similar needles to what they do for acupuncture, but just a little different technique, but that can help calm down the muscles. If we feel like things are maybe getting compressed in your spine, traction is an option. But then really looking at, are there exercises, are there stretches that you can do? Really, my goal for people is ultimately, I want them to have the tools that they need to take care of themselves if they do have a flare-up or if they are having pain, that hopefully that we can give them some things that they can kind of take care of that at home and really prevent it in the future. That's really our goal. I mean, I like to tell people, too, like, I'm happy to see you here. If you're having an issue, we'll help you out with that. But my goal for you is that you don't have to come and see me.
Right.
You know, that you can kind of get on your own. And if I run into you, hopefully it's just at the grocery store or something like that. But, yeah, there are just so many options. And I think a lot of times people are surprised at all that physical therapy can offer in as far as treatment for that.
You definitely cover the bases, Becky. Now, with the neck and the back, why are those two areas so touchy and so sensitive? Is it just the way we're put together, like our skeletal structure?
Well, you know, that's part of it. But, you know, as you look at your neck, as you look at your back, you know, really that is, it's kind of the foundation of our whole body.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you move your arm, when you reach up overhead, your spine moves. Those muscles in your back and in your neck really have to be stable. They have to be able to move in all directions in order for you to, reach. As you take, every time you take a step, that affects your pelvis and your lower back. So, you know, your back and your neck are just really connected to every single part of your body. They're involved in everything that we do from day to day. And so if we start developing compensation patterns or weakness or tightness, your body starts to kind of, our bodies are really good at working around those things. But sometimes it just gets to the point where that compensation isn't working and it gets hurt and then it affects your whole spine.
Becky, as always, some great information. And if people want to know more, what is your number at OSPTI?
Yeah, so our number here is 218-641-7725. And you can give us a call with any questions. And we're happy to even, you know, talk to you about that and give you what options that we might be able to offer.
Fantastic. Becky, always great talking with you. You have a great rest of the week, and we'll talk next Wednesday, okay?
That sounds great. Thank you.
You bet. That is Becky at OSPTI in Breckenridge. We talk with the folks over there every Wednesday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.